Well, let's go fishing and let's get this radio show going. Thanks for running the board, Chris Spencer, and everybody here at KSTO. That's right, it's the Let's Go Fishing Show, KSTO 1080, KOMY 1340, Fish Talk Radio. Yes, it's safe to talk about fishing here. Hosted by Mike Baxter and Alan Bushnell. We've got we've got a fantastic show lined up.
We do, Mike. We're going to hear a lot about the fishing in the ocean up and down the coast from north of San Francisco all the way down to San Diego and a little bit of inland action, too.
Yeah, we've got it all lined up. Eagle Lake opened. How did that go? We hope to check in with our pal Roger Keeling and find out how the Eagle Lake opener started out for him. He may be giving us an Almanor Lake report as well. San Francisco Bay salmon. Did I say salmon? That's right. The salmon are biting out of San Francisco Bay. We hope to fill in on that, as well as shad fishing. Our very own Bill Ross, and Big Bill, that is. Him and the boys were up at Road 48 fishing the Sacramento River, fishing for shad. Stripers also, were they there or not? We'll fill in on that. And I got to say, with no further ado, we've got a couple of special guests tonight. That's right. Chicks can fish. We've got Cheryl from Alibi Rods and Baja Bev, who's a regular caller, visitor to the show from books and products, seminars. We always check in with Baja Bev. Both ladies went up there and did the Alaska thing, and also we're going to talk more about what they've been up to and get some fishing stories from them. So stay tuned. It's going to be a fantastic show. A lot of the regular callers. We hope to check in with Chad Woods towards the end of the show with sportfishingreport.com and find out what the South Coast is doing. And
one of the nicest things about tonight, Mike, is that we actually have some fishing to talk about locally. The bite's picking up a little bit, and I really hope to hear a little bit from you and from others in this area about what to go for locally.
Yep, there has been some events here. There's rumors and stories about the Wild Wave. Did it leave Santa Cruz? Well, I guess I could fill you in on that. So don't touch the dial. Again, Eagle Lake opener, Almanor, San Francisco salmon, shad fishing in the Central Valley there, Sacramento watershed, American River. And what's the weather doing? Muggy out there. I thought I was in Hawaii or Mexico. Well, we hope to fill you in on the weather. So if you're going fishing this weekend, you're in the right place. If you're thinking about going fishing, you're in the right place. Don't touch the dial. Or if you just want to be entertained and hear some fishing stories, don't touch the dial. But Let's Go Fishing Show, KSTO, 1080, KOMY, 1340. Or give us a call if you've got a story or a question. If we can't answer it, we'll make something up. So feel free. The phone number is 479-1080, 477-1340. The Let's Go Fishing Show. We'll be right back.
After 25 years of excellent customer service in our community, Dave Dawson is now working as a realtor with Bailey Properties. Dave's success is a combination of his local knowledge and his ability to produce results and please his clients. If you or anyone you know is considering buying or selling any real estate, you need to call Dave Dawson at 901-2856. That's Dave Dawson at Bailey Properties, 901-2856. You know, hiring a contractor to do your home improvement is like fishing. Sometimes, well, most of the time, you never know what you're going to get. When it comes to your roof, Warren Knox at Knox Roofing wants you know what you're going to get, and that's a roof worth keeping. Knox Roofing takes pride in their work, and that's why they're the most chosen roofing contractor in the area. Give Knox Roofing a call in Santa Cruz, 461-0634. In Monterey, 831-394-0110, or check them out at knoxroofing.com. Bayside Marine, a complete tackle store. Up-to-the-minute reports from local fishermen. The finest tackle from sport to commercial gear. CalStar, Shimano, Lamaglass, Penn, from long-range Mexico gear to the hottest salmon gear of the Northwest. Bayside Marine has it all. Call the hotline at 464-3474. Remember, we're on the web at BaysideMarineSC.com or call the shop at 475-2173. Stop by on your way to the boat ramp. Pick up your ice, food, beer, bait, and tackle. Then say hi to Todd and get the latest scoop. Remember, we're Bayside Marine. Give us a call at 475-2173. A part of our community, a part of culture, the Santa Cruz Harbor. with a brand new launch ramp, a great washdown and fish cleaning facilities. Sport fishermen call this protected port haven. The Santa Cruz Harbor is ideal for all boaters with berthing and end ties. Find rigging, tackle, charters, and great restaurants in the harbor. With full hookups, you can bring your RV and even take a scenic stroll around the harbor. The Santa Cruz Harbor welcomes you. You know how to put money into your IRA, but do you know how to take it out? Do you know the smartest way to withdraw money at 55 or even 45? And how will the new rules affect your required minimum distributions? To see how Smith Barney can help you navigate the complicated tax laws regarding IRAs, call Pete Middlecoff, financial consultant, at 479-5100. That's 479-5100 for Pete Middlecoff. Citigroup Global Markets Incorporated, member SIPC. Smith Barney is a division of Citigroup Global Markets Incorporated and does not provide tax advice. Consult your tax advisor for guidance.
Let's Go Fishing. You're tuned into the Let's Go Fishing Show every Thursday from 7:06 to 8 p.m. right here on KSCO 1080, KOMY 1340. A quick thanks there again to the sponsors that make the show possible, Bailey Properties. Dave Dawson is now a realtor with Bailey Properties. Knox Roofing. Don't wait till the winter. Give Knox Roofing a call. Now is the time to get that roof repaired. If it's on your mind, give them a shout. Bayside Marine, that's right. Our buddy Todd Frazier there always keeps us posted on what's hot here in the Monterey Bay, as well as informed and plenty of tackle right there, Bayside Marine. Santa Cruz Harbor, a great spot to go fishing. I'm a little partial to Santa Cruz Harbor. Pete Middlecoff, if he can handle my finances, he can handle yours. He's right there at Smith and Barney on 41st Avenue, so give him a call. Thanks to the sponsors, the Let's Go Fishing Show. We've got a great show lined up. We're going to check in with Roger Keeling, find out how trout fishing is up there in northeastern portion of the state, Almanor. Maybe he'll have some information on Eagle Lake for us. And Alan Bushnell is always there to keep us informed. Some local reports from Alan, as well as he might be covering the San Francisco Bay for us. Alan, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Mike. Highlight of my week. I can't wait to talk to Roger. I'm looking forward to getting up to Almanor and fishing with him in just a few weeks now.
Fantastic. Well, let's check in with him. Roger Keeling, how you doing?
I'm just hopping right along, Mike.
our show format has changed. We miss you a little bit, but I know Eagle opened and you'd been doing real well at Almanor. How's fishing up there?
Yeah, we I had Dennis and Marge Daly from Watsonville today, and they're actually camped right beside me. They bought a retirement place by where my permanent residence is in Red Bluff, and introduced them to Almanor and Eagle Lake last year, and Antelope and Butt Lake, and they really liked it. So instead of going to Topaz Lake, Nevada, where they used to go, they're spending 4 months here with me. And I had a free day today, and we went out on Almanor, got two beautiful limits, and a full holder, 10 fish, and actually canned them today. She's got them. The lids are just popping on them right now.
Roger, this is Alan. I understand you've been getting limits pretty much every day you've been going out lately.
Well, had an awfully good Memorial weekend. Had some favorite clients from Sonoma Memorial Day, Dell and Jim Yamakawa. Dell got the biggest rainbow we've got this year. It was 24.5 inch, and he said it looked like a nice steelhead to him, and I got some. Just got the pictures back on those. He was kind of at the end of the camera, and I got those taken. Got the pictures back on those. And anyway, we got washed out Saturday. We had a pretty severe front come through. Had snow, wind, and rain. But I got in Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and Monday. And we went to Butt Lake yesterday, hooked over 20 fish down there. And Dennis and Marge and I went to Almanor today, and we're getting by all right. Getting a little worried. We got some warmer weather coming. We may go into a transition period within 8 to 10 days, but we've handled it over the years, and it's a matter of the fish scattering, usually going deep. But right now we're still getting them in the top 10 foot and speed trolling mostly speedy shiner lures, getting a real nice grade of today, all rainbows. Some of the cloudy, rougher days, we're getting a higher percentage of brown trout mixed in. got an awfully nice brown trout on Butt Lake yesterday, our second fish, and there's not a lot of them in there, so we released it. We have got them up over 10 pounds in Butt Lake, but we had good action there yesterday. They were also in the top 10 foot, and they're all wild fish there. They don't plan it. It's two fish per person limit on Butt Lake.
Well, I've never, Roger, sorry to interrupt, I've never gotten to fish with you when you speed troll for those trout, but I always get to hear your stories when I fish the fall salmon with you, and I forget what speed you go, but it reminds me of albacore speed, and you put that trout pole in the holder, and you mentioned your clients look at you sideways and say, well, I thought we were trout fishing, and then all of a sudden the rod will just double over. That sounds like good fun.
Well, actually, last year and this year, they're not wanting it quite as fast. We're still ripping them pretty good. We got to get those rods, when they take them over, pop the rods out of the holders and kind of point them straight back until we get the boat slowed down, give them access to the drag. And these are seldom under 2 pounds on Almanor. And anyway, when Alan makes it up, we'll have a bunch of fresh pictures to show him of the Memorial Weekend. And other than losing Saturday, we did great. And I heard they had a very rough time on Eagle Lake. It started snowing Friday night or Friday afternoon and went through Saturday. But a few of the brave and the hardy made it out. You can usually, even on these large lakes, find a kind of a semi-protected area anyway to where the bigger boats can handle it. But their main opener at Eagle was Sunday and Monday, I guess. I hear they're doing fairly well up there.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds like you're doing real well right there between Almanor and Butt Lake. And,
yeah.
And are you going up to Antelope Lake soon?
We were thinking about it this morning, and a guide friend of mine, I was down at Butt Lake yesterday, and a guide friend of mine was on Almanor, and he said he had a little trouble on Almanor yesterday, and I have a charter there tomorrow morning, so I thought I better check Almanor, but he said he couldn't get hit till about 9 o'clock, but I think we had 7 fish at 8 this morning, so it kind of popped back. Maybe a little cloud-covered day helped. And,
all right.
But things are different. The lake has got more water than I've ever seen in it. The hatches are kind of a little weird. A blood midge hatch is about 2.5 months late. Just certain days it's coming out to a minor degree. And it's quite a bit different. And water, I think, is the wettest I've ever seen it, Mike. And I tell you, you ought to feel it. it's all those late storms. And,
okay.
Those fish are a little waterlogged, but we're getting them all right.
Well, good for you. What I really want to do is, I've seen you pull some moves. I know I refer to you as John Wayne on the river. I want to see, or hear about at least, you doing some tricks with Alan. I want to have him come back with some really good fishing stories with big fish. But if you could, Roger, have his kids catch him, not him, okay?
Yeah, I can arrange that.
Take the hook off his lure.
Yeah, we used a John Wayne trick today, and it got a little slow for about 30 seconds, and I told Dennis and Marge, I said, you know, John Wayne told me to double back and head him off at the pass, Pilgrim, and it worked.
Well, we'll send Alan up there to keep you honest. In the meantime, give us your phone number, and thanks for the report.
Yeah, you're welcome. 530-284-6429.
All right, Roger Keeling, Chester, California. Great report. 530-284-6429. You have a good weekend, and thanks for the information.
Thank you.
All right, have a good night. I can't wait to hear your trip with him, Alan. You're going to have a great time.
I've been looking forward to it for a few years now.
I mean, you hear 5 minutes from him on the radio show. I'll tell you what, 5 or 8 hours on the water is equally as fun.
There you go.
Speaking of characters, how about Big Bill Ross, and what's he been up to? Big changes down at the harbor with Shamrock Charters. I mean, a lot of times I see people, it's not, hey, Mike, how you been? It's, hey, Mike, have you seen Bill or have you talked to Bill? I can't believe the amount of people interested. I know he's up there at Live Oak Cafe with Kathleen, helping her out once in a while. A lot of the fishermen have relocated up there to hang out, talk politics, deer hunt, and fishing. Actually, speaking of deer hunting, get those big game tags, and I think those come up. We'll have to ask Bill about that. But also, he's been up there shad fishing for the annual shad trip up on the Sacramento, the secret spot called Road 48. With no further ado, Bill Rawson, how you doing tonight?
Good, Mike. Nice to hear from you.
Yep, it's been a long time. It's kind of a change of times. There's just so many changes taking place right now. But I know I've seen you on Westcliff doing the body surfing, and I'm hearing fishing stories from a lot of the guys. So we just thought we'd have you in as a guest and find out how shad fishing was for you last week.
Well, we were up there for 4 days. Some of the guys were up there for 8 or 9 days. We were there for 4 days, and we had two very good days and two slow days. We hit that same storm that Roger was talking about, and we lost a couple of days to high winds and, you know, rising water there on the Sacramento. But when the water dropped back down, we did very well. I think my best day there was 28 fish, and I think some of the fly guys were putting us to shame, but we were fishing with spinning gear, using ultralights, you know, and 6-pound tests. So it's a blast.
Yeah. Now, normally I think of shad fishing, hot weather, no rain, and lower water. I don't know why I always do better when there's less water and more fish. But you probably had high water, but it sounds like the fish counts weren't bad.
You know, over the in the past, you know, I've been going there for quite a few years now. The water level means nothing. It's the water clarity and the consistency. It doesn't matter if it's high. It doesn't matter if it's low, as long as it's consistent. If you have high water that's rising or low water that's falling, it can be tough. But when it's been consistent, it's very good fishing usually.
And with this, now the fly guys, I know it's all about positioning on the run, the sinking tip, the length of the cast, the fly. How about for spinning gear? What were you guys using?
Well, I'd hate to say this, but we ended up using flies on the end of our spinning gear. It's about an 8-ounce sinker and maybe a 20 to 25-inch leader. You know, the key, I think the absolute key, whether you're fly fishing or if you're spin fishing, is to get it down to the level that the fish are sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a little playing. Some days they're up a little higher, some days they're down lower, you know, and once you figure that out, if you keep a tight line, keep the bow out of the line, keep mending your line, whether you're fly fishing or spin fishing, if you just mend your line and keep a very taut line, you'll catch a lot of fish.
Yeah, a lot of it is getting it the right level, the right drift. There's a few types of fish that really fly fishing can do much better than any gear, conventional gear, and shad, trout. You know, shad is definitely one of those things that if you have the right sinking line, the right fly, and just kind of the right angle on your cast, that's a big part of the presentation. Did you guys have any double hookups or any big fish?
Yeah, I got one evening there, about probably 5.5 pounds. And for a shad, that's a big shad, you know. We didn't get in. I think this week here is the week. A lot of the guys that were up there with us, there was 15 or 20 guys from Santa Cruz up there. And a lot of the guys ran back up here on Monday and Tuesday. They ran back up because friends of ours said it was wide open, so they all bombed back up. So I think they're killing them right now.
All right. Did you hear rumors from the Lower American or Feather River, anything else on the shad?
I think they had a high water situation that makes it tough. I know where we used to fish on the Feather there at Shanghai Bend. You know, we preferred to water about 700 to 900 CFS, and it was running in the thousands, you know, so it would have been very tough fishing.
But it's good fun. If you've never done it, I mean, they are a blast. Little poor man's tarpon or like a small steelhead, when they get sideways in that current, those things fight great. They jump, they hit hard, and a lot of times it's red-hot action.
Oh, I've seen guys actually lose their rods before when they hit. I've seen it get jerked out of their hands.
Yeah.
It happens actually quite a bit. You'll see a rod going down the stream.
And how's the scene at Road 48? Mosquitoes, trash? Is it looking good? What's it like there?
Well, Road 48 has changed. It used to be open to the public. Now, we've always known it was private. This year they gated it. They have a gate on Road 48, and you need to get permission from the landowners to go in. He'll give you a key. It costs you $40 for a key for the year. It's not to restrict the fishermen. They're doing their best to try to get everybody in, but it is to try to keep out some of the problems that they've had. I guess they've got a little gang situation that started the forum like it did over there in Yuba City, mm-hmm. in that area, so they had to do something, and they gated that off. But if you're a fisherman, you go up. There's ways to get in.
All right, so you can still get in. I knew there was starting to be a little bit of four-wheeling going on, but the fishermen, that's the thing to be proud of. Most sportsmen are real clean, ethical. They keep the camp nice and don't leave a mess, so it sounds like it's still open for the ethical fishermen. How about barbecues? I know that gang is notorious for some great barbecues. How are all the guys?
Well, I was full, you know, sworn into secrecy, so I wouldn't give away the trade secrets. Because yeah, you can get carried away at night sometimes. It gets pretty rowdy.
The nightlife.
But it's all in good fun. Everybody harasses everybody, you know.
Yeah. Right on. Well, we appreciate the report. Now, stripers were a big topic in that area. I know they kind of got onto the spawn, that lower Feather River, the Yuba area of the lower Feather and where it meets the Sacramento River has been really good for striper fish. It sounds like they got onto the spawn now and it slowed down in the river and actually a few fish are showing up back into the bay. Did you guys run into any stripe and bass?
I saw one boat come up the day that it rained on us up there, and they came up there and they fished a whole little upriver from us and across. It's a real nice run in there. And they were pulling stripers pretty consistently, most in the 6-7 pound range. I saw one might have went 10. And I think one of the fly guys right before we got there hooked one about 10 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I got to ask, I'm going to feel like Stone Phillips here doing an interview, but I got to ask, what have you been up to? And are you spending some time up at the cafe? I heard a few of the fishermen are showing up there in the mornings for coffee and such.
Well, I spend a couple hours in there until the surf gets good. And then up to the beach.
Okay.
Like I say, everybody who has a deer tag this year or an antelope tag, all you guys, you and everybody else, This is the year to get one because I've got all year to scout for you guys.
Okay, so now is tomorrow, today's the first, so if you haven't got them in, you better FedEx them or just drive to Sacramento. The big game tags are due tomorrow, is that right?
Yeah, very soon. I thought it was the 6th. But I might have to look at the big game book.
I think it's June 2nd. So if you're interested in that, go get your license now. Outdoor World has them. I picked up my tags there. And honestly, if you got to drive them to Sacramento tomorrow, do it. Tomorrow they're due. And okay, so Bill's got a little time on his hands, so we know to go to get the spot. You can scout it out for us. In the meantime, again, sponsor of the show, Live Oak Cafe. Say hi to Kathleen up there. You might see Bill around, and some of the boys that used to hang out at the harbor have been going up there getting coffee in the morning, talking politics and fishing. So, Bill, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, and keep us posted.
Anytime.
All right.
Say hi to Alan for me. I hear him sitting there.
Oh, yeah, I'm right here. Bill, it's great to hear from you tonight, buddy.
Yeah.
Hope to see you soon.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, take care, Bill. And you heard it from him, shad fishing, Sacramento River. The striped bass slowed down a little bit there. They got on the spawn. A lot of those fish that have either pre-spawned or the small males are showing up in the bay already. A few stripers there as well as the halibut at the usual spots, Berkeley Flats, outside San Francisco Bay. Salmon, yeah, there's some salmon there. Even limits being caught, so we'll talk more about that along with the weather. And we're going to check in with Baja Bev and Cheryl from Alibi Rod. So don't touch the dial. We got a lot more information and entertainment on the Let's Go Fishing Show. We'll be right back.
Put Lake Nacimiento Resort on your list this year. For a fun-filled family destination that has something for everyone, including 6 campgrounds.
Ooh, that smells good.
From walk-ins to full RV hookups, visit Lake Nacimiento Resort. If roughing it's not your style, nestle into one of the Lakeview lodges.
Ooh, this place is nice.
And make sure to check the menu at the Lakeshore Cafe. With 165 miles of shoreline, it's easy to find a private spot to fish. The resort marina also has a full line of boat rentals, from fishing skiffs to ski boats, for even more family fun. For reservations and information, call 800-323-3839 extension 2 or check the website at www.nacimientoresort.com.
Feeling stressed? Why not get away from it all? Imagine the beauty of nature, the sounds of silence. Go fishing.
Son, isn't this wonderful? No neighbors, no phones, no TV.
Dad, how many kinds of fish are there?
Hundreds, maybe thousands. I don't know exactly.
Thousands? That's a lot of fish.
Well, let's just see if we can catch one or two today.
Fishing with a family can yield memories that will last a lifetime. With the gear available today, fishing is easy, and Outdoor World has waders and waterproof boots to keep you dry, tackle boxes, fishing vests, and carrying cases to keep your gear handy. Reels and just the right bait to make a difference. At Outdoor World, you'll find everything you need except for the fish. Outdoor World on 41st Avenue in Capitola, on Front Street in Santa Cruz, and on North Fremont Street in Monterey. See our weekly ad in the Good Times and the Monterey County Weekly. Outdoor World, when it's time to get away.
Some say the best way to fish Monterey Bay is a small charter or six-pack boat. One thing's for sure, you can't go wrong booking a trip with Real Sport Fishing with Captain Jimmy Charter. Gary Brooks and Jim Rubin run fast, roomy boats with top-notch gear and the latest electronics. Whether halibut, salmon, or albacore is your prey, Captain Jimmy and Real Sport Fishing get you there quick and maximize your catch. For a custom fishing trip, call Captain Jimmy at 831-662-3020 or Real Sport Fishing at 831-465-0639.
ICOM Marine products are simply the best. When your safety at sea depends on communication, trust ICOM radios, handhelds, VHF, and single sidecams. ICOM is the leader of the industry. With a full line of VHF radios equipped with digital selective calling, depend on ICOM. Their products are second to none. Find ICOM radios at Johnson Hicks or any fine dealer near you. Check online at www.icomamerica.com. ICOM, simply the best. Central Valley Marine makes your fun serious. With Grady White boats and Yamaha engines, the customer always comes first at Central Valley Marine. Find perfectly crafted Grady White boats outfitted with four-stroke Yamaha outboards at a business with 30 years of experience. Central Valley Marine. Phone 1-800-974-4286. In Campbell on South Bascom, Central Valley Marine. 800-974-4286.
Let's go fishing. This is the Let's Go Fishing Show, excuse me. Amateur Hours, the fishermen here run a radio show on KSTO 1080, KOMY 1340, also archived at Ship to Shore Radio. That's right, Ship to Shore Radio. Listen to the guys fishing in the Monterey Bay. And if you want to go to, I believe it's go to Monterey Bay towards the weather link down at the bottom there. You can click and they archive the show for us. But a great site there, shiptoshoreradio.com. Also with our pal Chad Woods at sportfishingreport.com. I mean, if you want the nitty gritty on what's biting where, what boats are doing, go to sportfishingreport.com. Also on the front page, I believe now, he's archiving the radio show. So if you want to hear more or you want to have a friend listen, check us out there. Thanks for tuning in. You know, the show is only made possible by you guys, the listeners, so I want to thank you. I get a lot of feedback around town, and I appreciate it. The show is about us. Sportsmen as a whole, no one of us knows more than all of us, and a big help from Alan Bushnell, everyone here at KSTO. Thanks for letting us have a fishing show. Proud to be here, and a big thanks to the sponsors. We just heard from Nassimiano Lake, Outdoor World. I tell you, they got tons of camping gear. Camping is just good fun, and they've got tons of camping gear there. Real Sport Fishing and Captain Jimmy Charters right there in the Santa Cruz Harbor, two lovely six-pack boats. ICOM Radios, there's no name other than ICOM when it comes to VHFs, at least in my opinion. Central Valley Marine, the home of the Grady Whites and Brett Townsend and the gang there at Central Valley. Big thanks for supporting the show. With no further ado, we've been wanting to check in with Baja Bev and Cheryl from Alibi Custom Rods. Girls, how you doing tonight?
Doing great. Always good to be here.
Good, Mike.
Well, it's hard to track you down. Now, I think both of you went up to Sitka, Alaska, and you fished in. We did a lot of the show last week, but Baja Bev, of course, was busy fishing. I think she was in Panama, but we covered a lot of the tournament last week. But maybe I'll ask you, Cheryl, how did Alaska go for you?
It was really an adventure. It was so much fun and just so beautiful. I've never been somewhere that rugged and that beautiful.
And was that your first trip to Alaska?
Yes, it was.
All right, and then we've got jaded Baja Bev, who's probably been there a few times. How did you do there, Bev? Did you have a good time?
Had a good time. It's always fun to bring up a couple of new people. I had Cheryl, and I had a tournament buddy of mine. Normally, I'm fishing with him in the East Cape, but it took Larry Lohman, and we had three terrific boats this year. The guys were really, really good on putting us on fish. They were good on putting running anchors down, keeping us on our feet. We had a couple of days where the weather got a little iffy towards the afternoon. We landed a lot of really nice bucket mouse, the biglings this year. I didn't quite go over my 100-pound status in the halibut this year, but I did put a 95-pounder on, and Cheryl, of course, got a 109-pounder this year, so she joined the 100-pound club.
Tell us about that, Cheryl. How did the 109-pound halibut fight? Was that your first halibut of that size?
That was my first fish of that size, and definitely my first halibut. It was kind of like bringing up a barn door.
Mm-hmm.
I was sure I was bottom hook when I was cranking on it, and they kept saying, "Go, keep the pressure on, keep the pressure on, keep winding, keep cranking, keep cranking. And I thought when I brought that fish on board, I literally felt like rubber. I almost just fell to my knees.
So you honestly thought you had the bottom when you had hooked that halibut?
Yes, I did. He really put up quite a fight. And it was a struggle all the way.
Uh-huh. You know, Alan, in a situation like that, I can't help but think one would really hope they had a good rod in their hands.
Well, I think that in Cheryl's case, it's almost a guarantee.
She brought a couple rods. I got to say, those are awesome. Some of them remind me of my boxer shorts with the print on the bottom, but which is a compliment. They're really, really nice rods. The wrapping. Tell us about the big one, the spiral wrap. Is that what you used for the halibut?
That's the one I used for the halibut. That was a Calstar 410 graphiter. It's a 60 to 80 pound IGFA braided blank, and I had an AFCO number 4 straight store butt on it, which makes it nice is because the whole system comes off from the reel seat down to the butt section, so I had a rod that I could transport that was only about 4 foot 10 inches,
mm-hmm.
and then I just stuck the last part of it into my carry-on, which surprisingly let me carry on.
And it did the job.
I wrapped it with the All-American Tackle spiral roller guides that are only ones that are available to do a spiral wrap with, which transitions your line from the top where your reel is to the bottom where you brings your guides around to the bottom, which makes the rod a much more stable rod when fighting a big fish.
All right. And I got to ask, because actually I do know some of the answer, but not all of it. But in meeting you and your husband and seeing you guys and how passionate you are about fishing around the harbor, I see in the alibi to the 28-foot Grady White all the time at the harbor, crabbing, salmon, tuna, you name it. And you both really lived the life. I got to say, how did you get into wrapping rods and fishing all the time?
Well, I started my life out not doing that, of course. I was a police officer for the city of San Jose for 23 and a half years. And I was injured on duty, and it forced me into an early retirement. I was offered retraining, and I decided to take my passion and turn it into something that I might be able to make a little bit of a living at, and at the same time enjoy more time on the water and more time fishing.
Well, power to you. It's always good to see people doing what they enjoy. So, and I know the rods are really nice. Do you have an internet site, Cheryl?
I do. People can check out my work and find out a little bit more about me by going to www.alibicustomrods.com.
All right. And we definitely saw you at the Perch Tournament last year, and we saw a lot of you girls fishing together. Quite a force. We might have to set up a new prize for the women fishing in the tournament. And although they might win even the men's division, but it was good to see you there. We hope to see you at the Perch Tournament maybe again next year. And what are your plans for the summer, Cheryl?
Well, I'm leaving the 19th, and we're trailering our Grady White down to the Sea of Cortez, where we're going to launch it out of San Carlos. And then we're going to cruise with the Vagabondos. It's their 40th anniversary. We're going to cruise across the Sea of Cortez, and I'll make it down to Loreto for their Dorado tournament. And then after that, we'll continue on down to La Paz before we turn around and head back home.
All right. Alan and I are kind of looking at this with a funny look, wondering if we can fit in your bow compartment.
You're reading my mind, Mike. That's exactly what I was thinking. And can we put my kayak on the bow of your boat?
Yeah, that sounds like a dream come true. I'd love to spend some time in Sea of Cortez. There's so many fish to catch. The water is calm, and that's going to be great. You'll have to give us a call when you get back and tell us some stories about the warm water fish of the Sea of Cortez.
I'd love to, and I'm sure I'm going to have a lot of stories. I plan on spending a lot of time not just fishing, but doing video photography underwater, too.
All right, fantastic. Now let's jump over and check in with Baja Bev. We've been really excited to have you on the show again this season. I think we've had you as a guest almost every year for years, from the release of your book to some of the products you've had sponsor you and endorsed, and trade show season, all the rest. What have you been up to, and what are your plans?
Well, let's see. I'm still on the pro staff of the Albacore. tackle bags. I've just been added to a River Disease pro staff. They handle a lot of jigs and poppers. And matter of fact, everything that I took up, basically in the way of jigs that survived Alaska, I trotted them right back down to Panama. And really had a lot of good success with them. Especially the big poppers we're using on the tuna down there. We could have literally just ripped lips on tuna every day on surface poppers.
Now,
it was just insane.
I hate to interrupt. I'm getting excited. We heard a lot about Alaska. Tell us about Panama. What'd you fish for?
We had the yellowfin tuna, bonita, wahoo. Oh, the wahoo were fabulous. I don't think we had anything under about 40 pounds in the wahoo. We had needlefish that could have rivaled the all tackle record, which basically comes out of Costa Rica at this point. It's about 11.4 pounds. I was down there with Danny Jackson, videographer, also Tim Snyder, and let's see, what else did we catch down there? We had Jack Carval. And
this reminds me of Steve Carson. He's always just the human encyclopedia with record sizes, different types of fish, especially in those warm waters. I think he's actually doing his tournament down at Hotel Spa Buena Vista or somewhere at the towards the Cape of Baja, so we'll have to check in with him next week. But he's always great with the variety of those catches. How about big tuna, Bev? Did you guys run into any big, large yellowfin tuna there? Or?
My personal was only around 60 pounds, but Tim put two over 100 pounds on the boat two different days. And as far as Steve, he did ID a fish that Danny shot off to him and said, well, what is this? It's a fish you often call a bluejack down there, but it is a blue trevally.
Mm-hmm.
And I did manage to get a nice photo op on one of those. We do release a lot of the fish down there. They will take some fish and any ones that don't wind up personally on Pesca Panama's dinner table, they send into a local orphanage and an old folks home. So it does get used up down there.
Oh, fantastic. And what are your plans here coming up for the rest of the summer, Bev?
Well, as a matter of fact, Jeff Jost of Albacore is coming up. He's got a buddy doing two charters on the Queen of Hearts back-to-back Friday, Saturday, so I'm going to be out there with him. Always like to get back in on the salmon locally, see what's going on. I'm heading up in August, the 12th through the 17th, to the Queen of Charlotte Safaris Resort. I'm doing a little reconnaissance there to set up a big tournament for women, I believe in June of 2007. And other than that, I just kind of pop around the industry. And if you want to check out some of the photos from these trips, I've got them up on fullspeedfishing.com and also my website, BajaBev.com.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Again, on the Let's Go Fishing Show, we always have to check in with you guys. Their lives sound great to me, fishing all the time, but you know what? They work hard at it. And real sportsmen, sportswomen, I should say, and meant to say. But well, thanks for coming in and being guests on the show. And Cheryl, you're going to have to tell us about your trip to Sea of Cortez when you get back. In the meantime, again, give us another mention where we can find out more information out about Alibi Custom Rods.
Well, if you just go to my website, alibicustomrods.com, you can see samples of my work. You can see a fishing diary, some of the fishing in the local area we've done. And just read a little bit more about me, how I got into it and what my training is.
All right. Well, thank you, girls. Thanks for joining us on the show. Stay tuned. We're going to go into a quick break. When we get back, Alan, what are we going to talk about? I think we're going to check in with Chad Woods, SportFishingReport.com.
That's right. And he has trout reports for us from the mountains and, of course, the very valuable San Diego report, Mike. I think there's some movement down there. Can't wait to hear about it. And we'll give a quick touch on the local fishing situation because it is heating up here.
It looks
like it's going to be a good weekend.
There's the H word, halibut, I think, are showing up, Capitola. And I got to say, your poker face wasn't looking too good when you mentioned down south waters. I almost saw a hint of your eyebrow twitching, which leads to albacore. I know that look, Alan. So maybe Chad Woods is going to fill us in on the albacore report. Who knows? Stay tuned. Don't touch the dial. We got a lot more information for you. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
Serious sport fishermen rely on Raymarine's high-definition digital fish finders to increase their chances of seeing and catching more fish. And so should you. Johnson Hicks offers the new Raymarine A-Series fish finders with patented award-winning HD technology. The digital fish finders deliver the sharpest underwater imagery available anywhere. Not to mention true, hands-off operation and no-compromise performance. Choose from a 4, 5, or 6-inch display. The new C-Series also offers HD technology. Simply add Raymarine's black box sounder. Choose from a 4, 7, or 12-inch display. Find Raymarine online at www.raymarine.com or call Johnson Hicks at 831-475-3383 for more information. That's 831-475-3383.
Let me introduce Live Oak Cafe, a wonderful cafe that specializes in espresso drinks, coffee and tea, as well as their cold beverages and juices. Besides the delicious breakfast burritos and pastries, you have to try the lunch specials, like the lasagna or the enchilada casserole. People rave over it. At Live Oak Cafe, the cakes, cookies and pastries are scrumptious. The care that goes into the food at Live Oak Cafe is what keeps people coming back. In a traffic-free location on the ocean side of Highway 1, Live Oak Cafe is at the corner of Chanticleer and SoCal Avenue. Come by or call the Live Oak Cafe at 475-7757 for lunch orders or takeout. Call 475-7757. Stop by today and say hi to Kathleen and her friendly staff at the Live Oak Cafe.
The Stagnaro family has been serving the Santa Cruz area for over a century. There's something for everyone. Fishing trips, bay cruises, whale watching, and private parties for any occasion. Whichever your choice, today's fourth generation Stagnaros will surely make your trip fun and memorable. And be sure to dine at Gilda's Stagnaro Family Restaurant before or after your ocean adventure. The restaurant is located right across the street from our ticket office on the Santa Cruz Wharf. Call Stagnaro's at 427-2334 for a trip on the bay. Interphase Technologies, a local company with a worldwide market supplying boaters with forward-looking technology. Color Twin Scopes and iScan 180s have phased array technology and give you the opportunity to see a fish or bottom structure around your boat. Horizontal and vertical scanning technology gives you the opportunity to target the fish you want to catch before you've already passed over them. Interphase also provides boaters the finest chart plotters made with bright screens, fast processors, and easy-to-use functions. Interphase's forward-looking technology can be found at Johnson Hicks or online at www.interphase-tech.com. Look forward. Find Interphase.
Want to go saltwater fishing but don't have a boat? No problem. Drop on down to Capitola Boat and Bait on the Capitola Wharf or Santa Cruz Boat Rentals at the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf, where fishing is serious fun. You'll find great pier fishing with full-service tackle shops, sturdy ocean skiffs for rent, fresh and frozen baits, and up-to-the-minute fishing advice and inside tips. For more info, call Capitola Boat and Bait at 462-2208 or Santa Cruz Boat Rentals, 423-1739.
Boat and Motor Mart, serving boaters since 1955. For over 51 years, the customer has always come first at Boat and Motor Mart, California's exclusive dealer for Osprey boats. Hosting a full array of Yamaha outboards, quiet, smooth, fuel efficient, and powerful. That's Yamaha outboards. Boat and Motor Mart is home to a new line, that's Parker Boats. Parker Boats have brought value and customer satisfaction to new levels. Check out Boat and Motor Mart's new location in South San Francisco at Oyster Point Marina. By land or sea, it's easy to find. 671 Marina Boulevard or call 650-246-1460. That's Boat and Motor Mart, 650-246-1460. Or online at www.boatandmotormart.com.
Let's go fishing. You're tuned into the Let's Go Fishing Show. Big thanks there to the sponsors, Raymarine, Live Oak Cafe right on the corner of Chanticleer and SoCal, Stagnaro Fishing Trips, and bay cruises. That time of the year, if you have friends in town, go on the wharf, grab some chowder, check in at Gilda's, get some food, go on a bay tour. Good fun. Interphase Technologies right here in SoCal. Forward scanning, sonars, great chart plotters. Capitola Boat and Bait. Yes, there's halibut showing up there. Capitola Boat and Bait. Even the rental boats are getting on fish up to 26 pounds, so it's getting to be that time of the year. Boat and Motor Mart. Osprey Boats, as well as Parker Boats, right there in South San Francisco, Oyster Point. Tell them you heard they're out on the radio show. Thank you guys at Boat and Motor Mart. And Beverly wanted me to re-mention that Pesca Panama Sport Fishing, where she fished, it was a great resort. Give them a call if you're interested, 1-800-9-GO-FISHING. That's Pesca Panama. Now, as far as the Let's Go Fishing show, we hope to check in with Chad Woods. Do we have Chad on the line, Alan, or not? Our monitor's out.
That would be line two, Mike.
Oh, Alan, I'm just glad we've got you here. Line two, is that you, Chad?
Yes, I'm here. How are you guys doing today?
Right. I heard you're at dinner with the in-laws. I don't want to keep you too long. but Alan mentioned you were going to inform us about trout, maybe even tuna. Who knows? Take it from the top. Do what you do best.
Well, I tell you what. I'm going to tell you guys a little secret. And if I was on a radio show in Southern California, I would have to not tell you guys. But I got a call today from Steve Kelly, and he runs the Island Tack, and he said he saw the most amazing white sea bass fight in his entire life. I mean, literally, these things were charging the boat.
Chad, you've got our attention. Keep going.
It was amazing. You know, right now it's still one fish limit, but they cleaned them up, and they finished with limits. And he said that he caught one on a plastic, and it jumped like a trout.
So, I personally,
I've never seen this, but you know what? When it comes from Steve Kelly, I believe it. And, you know, this is great news for the local fleet. It sounds like they're at Santa Cruz Island, so I'm not going to give you any more information because someone might be listening.
One last tidbit. Is the squid there? What's fueling this fire? Is there squid around, or is it just a wide-open sea bass bite?
Well, I tell you what. Steve Kelly is one of the masters of the white sea bass. And he's able to catch them with anchovy.
Okay, so
they're not squid fish, so the squid is not around right now. But at Catalina Island, there's more squid than you can imagine. And the boats that are fishing in tight on the beach are catching the larger model sea bass. I'm talking the 30 to 50 pounders. Boats like the Dreamer and the old number 7 have been consistently getting limits of white sea bass. The bigger party boats are getting a few of them, but not limits.
Okay,
so
what would you recommend, Chad? If a guy, you've got our attention, if you want to head down south, right, if you want to catch white sea bass, hop in the car for this week and go down there, who do you go with?
Well, most of the boats in Ventura County are chartered on the weekend, so it's going to be tough. I'd say go to L.A. County and go to 22nd Street Landing and get on the Freedom. They've been getting fish. And there are yellowtail mixed in with those guys, so that fishing's been very, very good. Pardon me.
Okay.
The other thing that I got to tell you about is the offshore scene in San Diego.
Okay.
There's been excellent yellowtail fishing, but the real development that happened today is that the three-quarter day boats were fishing out at the 9 Mile Bank, and several of the three-quarter day boats got 50 to 80 yellowtail with 3 to 6 pound bonita mixed in, and one of the boats actually picked up 2 bluefin. So the 9 Mile Bank, which is just north of the Coronado Islands, is going off.
All right.
And that's good news for everybody.
How about longfins? How about albacore? Any rumors?
Oh, yeah. I talked to James McDaniels on the Grande, and there were scores on albacore the last few days for the day-and-a-half boats. Some of the fish are being caught as close to 85 miles. Bill Cavanaugh called me 2 days ago, and he said it's just a matter of time. He gives it about a week before they put up big numbers on the albacore. Okay. So that's going to start happening real soon.
Great summary, as usual. Take us inland, Southern Sierras, if you don't mind. We're going to go from albacore to trout, but take it from the top.
Well, I'm actually in the shadow of the beautiful Sierra Nevada right now, and I tell you, Crowley Lake has been producing excellent fishing for the guys. Any of the lakes that are in the lower areas, not high in the mountains, you know, well, there's good stuff higher, but Bridgeport Reservoir, Lake Crowley, excellent fishing for trout right now. Most of the rivers are swollen, a lot of mud in the rivers, is unbelievable runoff. They're saying Lake Tahoe is actually going to be full, probably just within the end of the week. So the melt is really starting to happen. I know at Gull Lake in the June Lake Loop, they've had many fish in the 6 to 8 pound range. We still have the record fish is still out of Silver Lake in the June Lake Loop, 10 pounds, 15 ounces. But it's only a matter of time. I have a feeling someone's going to top that here any day because the weather's been really, really nice. We had a little bit of snow last weekend up in the higher elevations. I talked to Carolyn Webb at Virginia Lakes, and that stuff up there at the top of Conway Summit starting to thaw. Probably be really good in about a week.
So it's getting to be that time. Plan your camping trips. Make reservations. Those spots fill up, and it's definitely getting to be that time of the year. Again, Chad Woods, sportfishingreport.com. Great site, and you have a good night. Enjoy dinner, and thanks for the report.
Yeah, thank you, and I'll be seeing you guys sometime soon.
Okay, keep us posted when you come up to do the Stagnero trip.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Chad. Good night. And, yes, you're tuned into the Let's Go Fishing Show. Mike Baxter and Alan Bushnell every Thursday, 7.06 to 8 p.m. Tell your friends thanks for tuning in. And if you go fishing, call us sometime. Share with the group how deep we're at, what color, when, and why. As far as weather goes, let's jump to that. High pressure persists in Southern California. There is a front. I hate to call it a cold front, but it's kind of a westerly, northwesterly front sweeping through the northern end of the state up through Oregon, Northern California, even Washington. So we're kind of in the middle grounds. We've got a little overcast skies tonight as some of the lower portions of that front swept over us. What this means is calm weather Friday and into Saturday. That front's going to weaken. The high is going to strengthen. The northwest winds, yes, well strengthened. We're looking at possibly 15 to 25 knot winds in the Outer Bay waters Saturday and Sunday. But do the routine. Go out there for a salmon, tuck your tail, hopefully you get a few fish, then come in and try for just for the halibut. Speaking of halibut, Alan, keep us posted right here. Capitola, you got that. I'm glad you laughed. Thank you. What's going on for the halibut?
Well,
right here,
the halibut are finally starting to show up, Mike, outside of Capitola just this week. There was a number of fish that were caught 55 to 60 feet of water from straight out in front of the wharf up to Pleasure Point. Frank Ely from Capitola Boat and Bait gave the great reports. Private boaters were getting fish 10 to 16 pounds. There was a 29 pounder that was caught near the Lighthouse Point area. And I think they're going to start filtering into the middle out in front of the harbor real soon. So 55 to 60 feet of water, the halibut are happening. They're being caught on squid, big smelt, and of course the live chovies.
All right. And we've been stretching this one out, but salmon, Alan, what are the rumors here? I'm hearing stories from San Francisco, maybe Bodega, fill us in.
Yeah, the hot bite right now is off of Marin County, 6 miles west of Point Reyes Lighthouse, and it's limit-style fishing up there. A little bit closer to Duxbury Reef on the inside, all the boats passed it right up, but there's actually limits being caught right there, too. So that's hot fishing right there. Half Moon Bay is a little bit slow. And right down here, we're picking up, Mike. There was fish caught at the Soquel Hole at the beginning of the week, a number of limits with private boats. And today, the bite was on much better down at Pajaro. Doble, one of our sponsors, Real Sport Fishing, got limits for his three clients today right off at Pajaro.
Oh, good job.
Nice king salmon. So this weekend, I think, is going to be good. The weather's lining up for us. The fish are filtering in. It could be one of the better weekends that we've had in the last couple of months.
I've got to say, kudos. Good job. Jerry Brooks on the Doble, probably his running partner Jimmy on the Becky Ann, are going to be getting in on the action or hop aboard the Stagnero boat. There are a few salmon here in Santa Cruz. You'll never know till you put a bait on the hook and send it down. So give it a try. It's going to be decent weather right here in the Monterey Bay. If you do head out of San Francisco, keep an eye on that wind, especially Saturday and Sunday. If that starts coming up, pull inside the bay. You never know, you might get a striped bass. Did we forget anything? Shad fishing, it's going to be picking up there on the lower American River. In fact, it's getting better and better. The lower Feather River, despite high flows, striper fishing is going to be tapering off. Spring salmon are there, even at the outflow. Check the regulations before you head there. And shad should start showing up at Shanghai Bend and even up at the Thermalito on the Feather River. So on that note, as I always say, be fun and have safe. Have a great weekend. Go fishing. And if not, at least think about it. Head out there. Have a good time. Hope you catch a big one. Tune in with us next week, Thursday, 7.06 p.m. for the Let's Go Fishing Show.
Local news and the best in talk radio. AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz, AM 1340, KOMY, Watson.